JJ, first of all, how good was that game on Saturday for you?
I was feeling really good and really pleased with myself and the performance of the team. But we just need to keep our foot down on the ground now and just keep fighting for the survival to stay in the championship.
Here's Jermaine Johnson. Johnson, pocket of space to weave into here. Still going, Jermaine Johnson. He shoots! Oh, yes! What a goal from Jermaine Johnson!
Tell us about the winning goal. It was a special one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a special one. I was practicing in Jamaica, my striking, so it pays off in the game, so I was really happy.
It looked like a bit of an unusual strike. You've kind of pinned it, but it stayed low, didn't it?
Yeah, I practiced that loads of times, so I think it came off really well for me.
I suppose it's even better to come off in such an important game with Blackburn down there with yourselves. You've not just given yourselves a significant chance of staying up, but you've also put them in a lot of trouble in the bottom three now.
Yeah, that was really good for us because, you know, Blackburn is a really good team, and to get them down in the relegation part is really good for the team and really good for the fans as well, so it's really good.
You seem to be hitting form at a crucial time, not just that it is so close to the end of the season, but with Mikhail being injured now, you've kind of got to step up to the plate, haven't you?
Yeah, I think for me, I think I'm really happy at the moment playing football again. I saw my family back in Jamaica, so I think I'm really happy again playing football.
How difficult was that turnaround? Because you had the international duty, you've had to jet around the world and then come back, so how's it been for you?
It was really hard for me against Bristol. I tried to run, and every time I run, I feel like I was going to be sick, so I could not manage to tell the gaffer to just take me off.
What is that? Is that just the jet lag? Is it the travelling?
Yeah, I think it's mostly the travelling, because I wanted to play on, but I could not manage, but I think it's mostly the travelling for me.
So I suppose you've just got to suck it up a little bit, because it is such an important stage. I mean, being injured is one thing, I suppose, but if you feel ill, you've got to give the team maybe an hour or something, haven't you?
Yeah. It was hard for me to come off, but it was good for the team to get someone fresh on to go on and play and try to get a goal for the team.
Do you feel like you can turn this into a long run now of form? Because the one thing that has been said many times with you, if you don't mind me saying over the years, is that you have these fantastic appearances every now and again, but they're maybe few and far between. How can you make sure that you finish the season and can maybe score even a few more goals between now and the end?
For me, since I started playing back good again, I put it in my head that every game I want to go out there and just try to score, try to play good for the team and try to get a win. That's it.
Is that a different mentality than maybe you've had before?
Yeah, I think I'm getting older now and wiser, like playing football and trying to help the team. It's much better for me and the team.
You've been here an awful long time, haven't you? You're one of the sort of the longer running players alongside Lewis Buxton, I suppose, and it's easy to forget that you're in your 30s now. How much are you still enjoying being part of this club? Do you almost feel a bit part of the furniture almost?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't want to leave the team. I'm really enjoying everyone around, the fans, the staff and the players, and I think this is my home back from Jamaica, so I'm happy.
How have the fans sort of helped you? Because, like I say, you've got a good relationship at this club, and the fans, in particular, seem to like you.
Yeah, I think I'm a nice person, so they take to me mostly more than other players. I'm just messing around. I think they like me because I'm always try to give my best for the team, and I just go out there with my heart all the time and just play well.
Presumably, you'd like to stay here even longer. Obviously, your contract's up again in the summer. You've been in this position quite a few times at this club, haven't you? But how keen are you to extend that stay?
I'm going to talk to the gaffer after and tell him I want to stay. But it's up to the gaffer and up to me as well, mostly, to just go out there every game and try to do my best for the team, try to get the goals and try to keep fit.
When you look at this team now and you compare it to maybe Sheffield Wednesday teams that you've played for in the past, how does it compare, in particular with the teams in the Championship? Do you think it is building slowly? That, you know, the manager always talks about a learning curve. Do you think this is a team that is building maybe to move forwards now and not maybe in the future be struggling just to stay in the Championship?
For me, this season is a learning curve for us. But for me, if we stay up in the Championship, I think we're going to challenge for playoffs next season. That's my thought on it, because everyone is really up for it. And you can see that everyone wants to play football for the team. So I think next season, I think we challenge for playoffs.
I suppose it's not such a ridiculous suggestion, is it? If you look at the form table since, I think, the new year, Sheffield Wednesday are in the top two, so, or at least in the top three or four. So, you know, it is, the form suggests that if you can continue this next season, that the club could have a better year.
Yeah, for me, I think everyone is positive at the club and everyone wants to do good for the club and everyone wants to do better next season for the fans as well. So I think everyone is positive and ready for next season.
A lot of new faces came to the club just before the loan deadline ended, the likes of Olafin Yana and Holden and Steve Howard. How do you think that those players have supplemented the squad?
I think that some experienced players came in and they want to do good for the fans and the team as well. So I think everyone tried to just push on and try to get the wins for the team to stay up.
What about your season in general? Because you've played in a few positions. You've been up front, you've been out wide. I think in a couple of occasions you've even played full-back. So you've done quite a few different things this year, haven't you?
Yeah, I try to practice. Like, in every training, I try to play defence to work on my defending. I just try to play different positions so it can help out the team on a regular basis if I'm needed.
Is that something that has sort of improved, do you think, you know, as your career has progressed here, that defensive side of it? Because it was maybe a complaint earlier in your career, but now, you know, you've had all that experience playing fullback and trying to get back and help out as well. Is that an area of your game that has really improved recently?
To be honest, when I just started playing football, I was a defender, then changed to right back. So I kind of get used to it from I was a young player. I used to play right back for the national team, under 17, and then they changed me to centre forward. And then Brian Laws changed me to right wing, so I think I'm used to it, but I'm not much a defender for me, I'm more attack.